Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being called by God. Some of what that looks like, some of how our response ought to be, since we have been called by God, what He's called us to be, what He's called us to do, how we live that out in a day-to-day life. And today we're going to talk specifically about being called out of darkness and what that should be, how that should be reflected in our life. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light." I'm not sure about you, but most children at some point in their life have some level of fear of darkness. And sometimes we overcome that, we outgrow it, we realize that, well, it's not as bad as it seems like it was. Other times that fear of darkness kind of extends into life, into our adulthood. And so we try to stay away from places that are dark, that are poorly lit, that we can't clearly see what's around us. The fear of the darkness has a lot to do with the fear of the unknown, of not being able to clearly identify what might or might not be in the immediate vicinity that we're at. Now, when God talks about us being called out of darkness, He's not necessarily talking about the invention of electricity or the lighting of a lamp. But He's talking about the darkness of this world, a spiritual darkness, the deceptiveness of the enemy, the one who tries to deceive and to hide things, to make it not clear what's immediately surrounding us, dangers that might be present. But to recognize as God's children, as those who belong to Him, we have been called out of darkness into His light. God says that His Word is a light to our path, a lamp unto our feet. It dispels the darkness that causes us to stumble, that creates doubt in our life. God says because we're children of the light that we should put away or do away with the deeds of darkness. And so many things that are evil, so many things that are not right, are things that are done under the cover of darkness. We don't want to be caught. We don't want to be seen. We want the darkness to hide the very acts that we commit. And when we're called by God, when we come into relationship with Jesus, He in this sense says, turn all the lights on and let's see what's going on. If you're afraid, if you're embarrassed, if you're ashamed of doing what you're doing, if it's noticed, especially if it's noticed by God, which, guess what? Even those deeds that we do in the darkness are noticed by God. But if it's an attempt to hide, God says, let's turn on the lights and let the light of Jesus transform the actions that we find ourselves involved in. We're called out of darkness into the glorious light of Jesus in order to proclaim His praises. not in order to whine and complain about the things that we really can't do anymore that we really liked. This coming Sunday, we're going to be talking about sin is always overpriced. Even when it seems like in the moment that it's worth it, you can be sure it's not. And being called out of the darkness into the light of Jesus says we're shining God's word, his light, into our life in a way that dispels the attractiveness of sin. During our recent travels, we were down a path that passed for a road. It was called a road. It was very rough, to say the least. Headed to a area called Devil's Garden, a bunch of rock formations that looked really neat in the pictures and turned out to be a great destination. But as we were traveling, my wife made a comment that the aptly named, that the devil part was in the road getting there. And it made me think about the allure of sin and how we somehow allow Satan to beat us up on the journey with the belief that it's worth it. And it isn't. We've been called out of darkness into this light in order that our life, not just our words, our life will proclaim the praises of God. It's relatively easy to use our words to proclaim the praises of God if we're around people that like that. You know, if we're in a church worship service, if we're in a small group Bible study, if we're around people that claim to be children of God, who choose to live as children of God, we proclaim his praises when he's doing good things in our life with our words. But what about our actual life? What about our actions? Does the way I treat my wife, does the way I treat my children, does the way I treat my coworkers, my fellow students, my enemies, reflect and proclaim the praises of God? You see, we've been called out of darkness into light, not simply so that we can see better, but so that we live as a better reflection of Jesus. As we spend time praying today, the question is, What am I still doing that would be a deed of darkness? What am I still doing that longs for the darkness rather than the light? Will I choose today to live as one called out of darkness by the one whose very presence dispels that darkness? And will I let the light of Jesus shine through me everywhere I go? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It has given us purpose and reason for living. It has given us a way to live that's truly life. Father, today as we pray about being called out of darkness, Father, for all of those deeds of darkness that have been a part of our life, that may still be a part of our life, may we come to you in full repentance and full desire to put those away and no longer participate in them, knowing that you forgive, that you are full of mercy, that you don't hold those deeds of darkness against us when we come to you and we step out of that darkness into your light. So, Father, today as we choose to live as those called out of darkness, may we live as those who are not made to feel guilty, but are made to praise you. Father, as we consider life itself, as we consider the way that you would have us to live, may we accurately examine how our life is shouting praise to you. May we carefully pay attention to our words and our actions, that they would match, that they would work together in proclaiming your praises. And Father, as we go about life and as we live, we recognize that your light within us will shine into the darkness of this world, and it will make people uncomfortable. It will make us uncomfortable at times. And Father, may those levels of discomfort help us to continually step out of the darkness and into your light. To continually deal with the things that have been hidden, the things that have been going on in the shadows of our heart, the things that have kept us from speaking truth and speaking love. Father, today may we live as the light of the world that you've called us to be. We're talking about coming out of darkness, and there's a reason. It's so that we represent Jesus well. And so, God, today, as we live as those called out of darkness, may we represent Jesus every opportunity that we get. May we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.